Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Who's ready to have some fun?
Hi, guys. You're all nuts, but I love your program.
Hey, keep up the good work. You guys are the best.
I think I'm going to stick with you.
Guess what it is today? Get excited about it.
Today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Where's that chocolate cake?
Love morning cake.
We brought a chocolate cake.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day today.
Chocolate is for cake.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day. National Chocolate Cake Day today.
Hey, give me a slice.
Showtime!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2273. Carla, Thursday morning at about 6:09 in one day that Morty, our executive producer, could care less about.
Yeah,
National
right.
Chocolate Cake National Day chocolate. Today.
I know. I thought about that. Might have to go white chocolate, I guess, which is actually vanilla.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know, Morty. Sorry.
He's, you know what? Don't bother him. He's already on Wordle. Did you get it yet or no?
Yeah, I got it in 3 tries today.
Woo! Doing the work. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Very competitive with the kid down the hall.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yes.
He cheats.
Of course. Does he cheat?
Yes.
Does he cheat?
He has to cheat.
Oh, see? Well.
There's no way he got it so quick.
Well, when you're that young, your brain is not fully developed yet,
yes.
So you have to cheat.
And then it comes back around as you get older. So.
Yes, that's right. Then your brain is overdeveloped, mm-hmm. And yes, it's overcooked.
So unless you're allergic to chocolate like Morty is, enjoy Chocolate Cake Day today.
Yes, absolutely.
Channel 3 weather, sunshine today, highs in the low to mid-60s today. In fact, tomorrow as well. Got about 39 outside right now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Speaking of the weather, by the way, on the East Coast, did you hear what they're going to have? They're getting a bomb cyclone, which is a combination. It's a winter storm, has the intensity of a hurricane, freezing temperatures, and several feet of snow.
Oh, boy.
So there you go.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. It's a snow hurricane cyclone tsunami,
so it's
basically.
A bomb cyclone.
If my brother Matt's listening, be careful, my friend. Listen, a cool study for people who don't really move or exercise. Just working out for an hour can boost your metabolism and help you burn more calories for 2 full days.
Oh.
So say you work out once a week, twice a week, and it was really involved. They looked at, like, muscle tissue and blood work and this and that and the other.
Yeah.
People in the study burned, like, 13% more fat-based fuel. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 17% more sugar-based fuel. Weigh it out, people. It's the first study to show just that, that even adding a tiny bit of exercise to your routine can really, really help.
Just
so
do something.
Yeah. Okay. Try to get some in there, and it boosts your metabolism quite a bit. So just keep that in mind. If you're sitting on the couch, get up, do something.
Morty.
Yes, that's right. There you go, all of you. They're in the news right now because Target started selling some big old women's bell bottoms. Instead of bell bottoms, they're calling them extreme flare jeans. Google Trends says the phrase, "Are bell bottoms back in style?" is the number one back in style search right now, followed by "Are fanny packs back in style?" Rest of the top 5 are banana clips, Uggs, and members only jackets.
Oh.
They're all people. The 70s and 80s are knocking at your door.
Didn't we just talk
right
about this a couple
corner.
Of weeks
yes,
ago?
Yes, we did, and they're coming back. And there is still a major computer chip shortage in the U.S., but most Americans probably only care about the potato chip shortage. Bags of Flaming Hot Cheetos selling on the internet for about $35 to $40.
What?
Because of the Flaming Hot Cheetos shortage. So, Morty, if you've got a, you know, an 8-pack of them,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go out
do.
And look and see if I've got
look
any.
At, he's checking his inventory right now.
You know what? I'm going to go see if I can buy any. I'll sell them for $25. I don't care.
But didn't they just do a big promotion or something?
Flaming
or
Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Why
did
we just talk about? Oh, they're doing a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, well, of course they are.
That's
well, they
what
better,
it is.
They better start making them. They just don't have, it's the they don't have the workers, all of that stuff.
Oh.
There are worker shortages, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So they just can't get them out there the way they should and the way they'd like to. So
okay.
If you have them, Maybe you can make a bit of money off of the...
They're available online?
Yes, yes, off of the flaming... Off of the FHC coin that you can that you can sell. It is Thursday. The weekend's around the corner. A few things you should know.
Carla, I know a lot of us just tired of the pandemic.
Yo, of course.
It is what it is. But here are some women in Boston, how they're dealing with it. They've been getting together at a football field, not to watch a game or anything, just to be out in the open at a football field in their local town, just to let off some steam, just by screaming at the top of their lungs. Listen to this. Here they go. Oh, come on, from your diaphragm.
There you go. Better.
And then they go home.
There we go. Love it. Love it. I do that in my backyard every day.
Do you?
Jeez.
Just to let off some steam?
God, yes.
But everybody's dealing with it differently.
Of course.
It's gone on longer than we ever thought.
Yes,
and some people are doing stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to do something to cope.
Whether it's about the pandemic or life in general, they say just a good way to get it out is just to let out a big scream or something.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's good. Sometimes
that's why
it's very freeing.
That's why I tell Jody I walk around the house yelling. She goes, who are you yelling at? Why are you yelling?
I thought you were singing. Why are you yelling?
I'm letting it out. I'm releasing. That's what I'm doing. Oh, boy. All right. We have that Visa gift card from the CW. $50 Visa gift card to give away. Tell you how to win that in about 8-9 minutes from now. All this week, giving away those Visa gift cards, $50 Visa gift cards from the CW.
Yes, we
are. All you have to do is watch Superman and Lois every Tuesday night on the CW. And all week, we've been describing different TV shows. From the description, if you can name the TV show and be the correct caller, you're a winner. So here you go.
Yeah, well, hold on. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I have to bring mine up.
Oh.
You got to give me a minute here. Hold on just a second. Let me see.
What are you doing? Working on the Wordle?
Let me see. No, I'm not doing the Wordle.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Well, let's hope so. All right. Here we go.
Friendship. Hot fashion and stiff cocktails.
Oh.
That'll get these women through anything.
Are you just making this up now?
I am.
Did you notice the same thing, Morty? She just had that look like.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Yes. How about that? Friendship, hot fashion,
and
cocktails. We'll get these women through anything.
Stiff cocktails.
In the big city.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
I know it.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big city gave it away?
Maybe.
Sort of.
Okay.
Well, I gotta help.
Yeah.
It's got to be a clue and a hint. I mean, come on.
If you can name the TV show, ninth caller, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. You have the $50 Visa gift card from the CW. Good luck. Carla, we have Reed on the phone. Reed, can you identify the show we're talking about?
Yeah, it's probably Sex and the City.
Boom. Wow. Good job, my friend. Good job.
Just to have a guy.
I know. I love it. Friendships, hot fashion, and stiff cocktails.
Don't put me on that list of it that I watched it.
Okay.
I hope you watched it. I know a ton of guys who watched it.
I used to watch it every once in a while. Jody was a big fan
of the show. Hilarious show, yeah.
Well, more importantly, you have the $50 Visa gift card from the CW. Here's where all you have to do is watch Superman and Lois each Tuesday night on the CW. But enjoy the card. Spend it as you will. And we'll have another one to give away tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6:40.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The VGK back on the ice, still on the road in Florida. Carla, they take on the Panthers tonight. Another hot team back east.
Yeah.
The good news for us, out here. The puck drop at 4 o'clock.
I really do.
The only problem is, once it's over, you're like, well, now I got a couple of more hours to kill before I go to bed.
Yeah, do
what
you
do
really
I watch?
Do
I just go to bed.
Yeah. Just go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I have a lot of guys writing in about Sex in the City.
Oh, from last hour.
Clue from last hour. Who, a couple of them are like, oh, Sex in the City. I kind of fell in love with that show myself. Mm-hmm. I said, good. Like I said off the air and to a couple of the guys, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Sack, naked women, why would you not have watched
drinking,
that
drinking, having
back
a good time?
Day? Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while, and I'm sure a lot of guys do this, you know, Jody would watch it every once in a while, so I would just say, okay, I'll just watch it with you, I guess.
Because she's watching it, yeah. There are a lot of girl shows that guys watch. Don't tell me.
Is there another episode after
this? This is it? No, that's fine. I mean, I'm glad it's over.
Especially after the threesome episode.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, by the way, so...
Hi, Daddy. Clunk.
She kicks her out of bed.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Yeah. What's your girly show? Guys, what's your girly show? Or, or ladies listening this morning, your husband, boyfriend, what's his girly show? Okay, guys, what is it? What's your girly show? And ladies, if you want to dial in tell us what their girly show is.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
People texting in already?
Well, Scott wrote in. I had to look this show up. He said he's watching Discovery of Witches. And I had to look it up, and it's just that. It sounds really interesting. It's on the Sundance Network. It's streaming. And you guys, man, when you get into them, you really get into them. Wendy wrote in and said, Mike and Carla, my husband watched every season of Downton Abbey with me. which was great.
Had the popcorn there.
Yeah, exactly. Dan said, hey, guys, I still miss Desperate Housewives to this day, like you can't believe.
Aw,
Dan. And Ron said, I used to love Revenge and The Good Wife, which I wouldn't really consider guy shows. So you're probably right about that. Yep. They were great shows.
Good girly shows.
Yeah, but you watched those.
I watched both.
Yeah, they were great.
The only thing, and we've talked about this before, in Revenge.
Oh, geez,
they all talked like this.
Yeah, they all mumbled. They were all low-talking mumblers.
What are you doing back in this town?
I can't understand what they're saying.
And that both the men and women characters in that show.
They're all mumblers. Yeah.
And I would tell Jody, my wife, I said, who talks like that all the time?
You had to crank it way up.
Yeah.
Way up. And then it'd go to commercial. Just blow you out. Yeah. Hold on.
So I would look at Jody during a commercial. Do you want anything?
Yeah.
Like a fudgesicle or something?
What?
What do you want?
Mike, I can't hear you.
Val, what's your husband's girly show?
You know, my husband watches General Hospital with me and has been since he started coming home for lunch 20 years ago.
Awesome.
We now DVR it, and we try to watch two or three episodes at a time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We hold it. We hold back and don't watch it for a couple of days so we can have two or three episodes in a row to be able to.
So, Val, let me ask you something. Awesome. If he watched an episode without you, would that be considered cheating?
We've had this conversation. I continue to get spoiler alerts, and he doesn't want to know them. So we'll be watching, and I'll say, no, you can't move. You have to watch right now.
I think I know what's going to happen
here. I do that, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. How did you know? Just had a hunch.
I'm a woman.
Nah, he knows I get spoiler alerts. So.
Oh, that is awesome. I commend any guy who watches any soap opera. There are many of them left, and GH is one of the, that's one of the big ones.
Of the older ones.
Yeah, it is.
People still texting in about the most girly show your guy watches.
Yeah.
The girly show your guy watches the most.
Yes, or with you, whatever. Robert said, my wife and I started binge watching Dawson's Creek over the holidays. It's awful, and I love it. Uh-huh. It reminds me of growing up because I was, you know, about the same age as Dawson, Joey, and Pacey were when that show was out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the one with Vanderbeek, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, James Vanderbeek. That was great. That was a good show.
And Tom Cruise's ex-wife. What was her name?
Well, I can't remember her name now. Yeah,
but she's in that show.
I don't know. Is she? Was she?
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman?
No.
Was she married to him?
No, the first one. Yeah, the first one. There was another one before.
Oh.
God, I can't remember her being in that show.
I think.
Ah.
Check it out.
There was, it was, yeah, Katie Holmes, you mean. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of his first wife. That was his last wife. Oh, yeah, Katie Holmes. Yeah, that's Joey. That was Joey.
Like a vault.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was a Katie vault. Holmes. That was like the first thing she did. Yeah, yeah.
Science.
Everybody was in that one, man.
That was a science relationship.
Who else wasn't trying to think of the other people that went on from that? Good Lord, like Busy Phillips and there were some big people in that, yeah.
My daughters used to watch that.
Oh, that was a,
especially
that
Nicole.
Was the more, that was the less cheesy, a little more serious version of 90210.
Yeah. Right. Linda, what about your husband?
My husband is into Emily in Paris.
God, I
and that's
it.
About as girly sounding of a show as you can get.
It's
we had to binge watch the whole first season, and I told him I was taking his man card away if he didn't get up and do something manly afterwards.
Well, if you would like to talk to Morty about both seasons, you may do that because Morty.
Whoa.
Yeah, Morty's watched Emily and Paris.
You're watching it?
Yeah.
I think you're done with it. Did you watch season two? Yeah. Hello. Big cliffhanger in season two.
Mm-hmm. I guess Morty has a support group they all talk about, like a book club.
Oh, okay. Well, then my husband needs to be on that support group. That's a friend of mine.
It's a pink card that they get.
I don't know.
You have a great day.
Thank you for the call.
And you too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's catch up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yeah, no bomb cyclone happening here in this neck of the woods. Listen, Bills fans, be very happy about this. After the Chiefs knocked them out of the playoffs, Kansas City fans teamed up to donate $178,000 to a charity named after the Bills quarterback Josh Allen's grandmother.
Yeah.
It all benefits a Buffalo Children's Hospital, which is really cool. I know. Really, really cool.
That's been happening more and more, hasn't it? I know it goes on.
It does.
But it's getting out more and more, getting some pub, and I think that's great.
I think that's really neat when you know, when the winning team does something to kind of say, we're sorry. Yeah. Here you go. That's a really cool gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West says there's another Kim Kardashian sex tape out there. What? No. I'm sure Kris Jenner's just pissed that she didn't find it first. God, release it in time for that new Hulu show, The Kardashians. It's out there. Ryan Reynolds is flipping hilarious. So the city of Ottawa, Canada, named a street after Ryan Reynolds. And the mayor of Ottawa said it's clear that Ottawa has a special place in Ryan's heart. Ryan grew up in Ottawa, of course. So Ryan Reynolds tweeted, "This is an incredible honor, and a deal is a deal, Mr. Mayor. I've changed my daughter's name to Ottawa." He is so funny.
That is pretty funny.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you, if I had a street like him, I'd just ride my bicycle up and down.
I'd just go up and down to my street.
Yeah.
That's my name up there.
When a car stopped at the stop sign or something.
Just be right under the sign. It's me. That's me up there. Ching, 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 ching. Morty, in November, there is a cruise that you might like. It's called Emo's Not Dead. It's the Emo's Not Dead cruise. You hear about the 80s cruises, the 70s cruises, the 90s cruises. This one, Dashboard Confessional, Newfound Glory, and Under Oath will be headlining this cruise. That would be a fun cruise, actually. Be kind of laid back, I think. It'd be kind of...
If I knew those bands, chill. Would I guess.
You probably know Dashboard, and you probably know them.
Yeah.
Possibly. Downton Abbey, A New Era, that will open on May 20th here in the U.S. This particular movie sees the Crawley family and their household travel to the French Riviera to visit the villa inherited by the Dowager Countess, who was played so wonderfully by Maggie Smith. I cannot wait for that new movie to come out. HBO's Peacemaker Film critic Jeff Howard mentioned this. That is the number one streaming series right now, period. HBO Max, Peacemaker, number one streaming series. And a big happy birthday to, well, one of my dad's favorites, actually, to play the original Rockin' Rebel. And that would be Mozart, my friends. Yeah. Yes. Right there. Listen to him. Listen to him. And how rocking was he?
Even back then.
Well, yeah. Oh, he was a rebel, too. Here you go. One of Angie's favorites, too, by the way. And yeah! There. This is an orchestra.
Is that Metallica?
Yep, that's Metallica they're playing.
Sandman.
Yep.
Wow.
Enter Sandman. These are called guys are called Mozart Heroes. And they are indeed on YouTube. And they're awesome.
This
they
has
are
to be
awesome.
Going viral.
I know, yes, it is. Yeah,
especially like on his birthday.
62 million hits on YouTube. In case you're wondering, Mozart would have been today 256
oh, doggone
years
it.
Old. I know, I wow. know, I know. We lost a good one, that's for sure.
Yes,
happy birthday,
did.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. That is my take. 96.3 KKLZ.
We always like featuring little kids because they're just funny.
Yes, they are.
Here's a kid being coached how to say the word Pinocchio. This is a very little boy. Oh, actually, it's a girl.
Little girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Little girl.
So she can do it one syllable at a time, but the full word, she's got a little problem, but listen to this.
P.
P.
No.
No.
K.
K.
O.
O.
Pinocchio.
All right, let's try.
Pinocchio.
Let's try it one more time.
P.
P.
No.
No.
K.
K.
O.
O.
Pinocchio.
Yeah, it just reminds me of Joey trying to learn to speak French on Friends.
Je m'appelle Claude.
Je te plie, Blue.
It's not quite what I'm saying.
Really?
All right, let's just try it again.
Hey.
Really listen.
Got it.
Je m'appelle Claude.
Je te flou, flee.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Oh, de fouf.
All right, so try.
Oh, man.
So try
Let's
it again.
Try it again.
Pinocchio. Yeah, that's
okay.
You're not going to win.
I'm
not going to win. Hang on. Eric's on the phone. Eric, what's going on this morning?
Oh, it's all good. I thought maybe we would, out of deference for his birthday, hear a little Rock Me Amadeus.
Ah,
maybe we might have to yank
go.
That out.
Yeah, there we go. I like it.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for listening.
Oh, this show sounds great. I love you guys.
Thanks
You're
a
awesome.
Lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here you go. A chance to win those tickets for Lionel Richie back in Vegas at the Wynn Encore Theater. This is a new segment on the
yes.
morning show.
Yes, it is.
We introduce Mike and Carla's Cockney Theater. I say, what is happening here?
Something's going on. It's not quite clear.
Somebody turn on the lights, yeah? We're going to have a party.
It's starting tonight. Oh, what a feeling.
All right, all you have to do, if you could understand it at all, good luck. The name of the song those lyrics are from.
Yes.
All right?
That's simple.
You want it again?
Okay, hold on. Let me turn this down. There
okay.
we go.
Here it is. I say, what is happening here?
Something's going on. It's not quite clear.
Somebody turn on the lights, yeah? We're going to have a party.
It's starting tonight. Oh, what a feeling.
All right, if you can identify the title of that song from those lyrics, starting with caller number 9, you're a winner. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Lionel Richie with a new segment called Mike and Carla's Cockney Theater. I say, what is happening here?
Something's going on. It's not quite clear.
Somebody turn on the lights, yeah? We're going to have a party.
It's starting tonight. Oh, what a feeling.
Okay, if you can tell us the name of that song from that from those lyrics, you are a big winner. Now, Buffy's on the phone. Buffy, go ahead, do it.
It's Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yeah!
Good job, girl. I was just trying to do it cockney, but I was like, nah, just not.
You weren't going to give it a shot.
No, I'll bet not. No.
Dancing on the Ceiling.
Dancing on the Ceiling.
Listen, that whole segment's up for a vote right now.
Yes, it is.
That was funny.
I don't know. Maybe it's a keeper.
Maybe. I don't know. All right. Well, the important thing is you got the tickets, Lionel Richie, at the Wynn Resort, Encore Theater. Everybody else trying to win a second chance on our website on the contest page right now at 96.3KKLZ.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, has anybody out there ever woken up in a hospital bed with no idea how you got there?
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Of course. I told you, Morty's the guy. You'll never believe what happened to me.
And we've talked about those stories before.
Yes, we have.
They've listed a few. Some of the better ones include a guy getting knocked out allegedly by a flying squirrel.
Sure.
Try and sell that to your wife.
Yeah.
After going out with the guys.
Oh.
Guy who drank too much and fell off a statue of a horse.
Okay.
Where are you at? P.F. Chang's right there?
Yeah, exactly.
Rampart in Charleston.
Those are big horses.
Uh-huh.
They're huge horses. Yeah. So.
Most common thing heard in ER is, I fell on it, honey. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, you did.
This is out of Kentucky, Carla. A guy accused of spending all last summer, breaking into homes and stealing hundreds of pairs of women's underwear.
Oh, gotta have goals.
John Hawkins, the third, arrested after what police called a lengthy investigation of burglaries at the Shady Acres Mobile Home Park.
Shady? What is this? Is it the Flintstones? Petticoat Junction? Jeez.
And the last line of the story, I don't even know if it's true or not. He had just cut his very first local radio commercial too for the place.
Going around the tracks to the junction. Everybody, Petticoat Junction.
Shady Acres Mobile Home Park.
Oh, woot. Okay.
Did he even go for like high class?
I know. The Shady Acres? Yeah.
What kind of panties can you find there?
Yeah. You got, that's like what? 1.5 stars or so, maybe?
You got to go to the Republic or something.
Yeah, because at Shady Acres, bed bugs are included. Wow.
They all shop at the panty barn.
Yes, exactly. Panty barn.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well.
That's in Kentucky.
Yes, exactly.
Did I mention that?
Okay. The PB in Kentucky.
Yes.
Paducah, to be specific. Listen, former Swiss bank CEO Pierin Vincenzi arrested, and he is now on trial for fraud. Now, he spent almost $300,000 on strip club visits.
Oh, no.
Well, he says those were all business meetings, and therefore they are business expenses. Oh. So we'll see if he gets out of that or not. Yeah. Almost $300,000 on strip club. A lot of guys out there, I'm sure, saying that's not that bad, actually. It's not that much. And a guy in Vancouver, listen up, gentlemen, recently extorted by his Tinder date. Now, Jared met the woman on the dating app, of course, verified her, he says, through Instagram and Snapchat accounts that she also had. Their chats, you know, turned very sexy. Yeah. And then, of course, he sent her naked pictures. She said, well, you know what? Why don't you cough up some money? Because if you don't, I'm putting these out to everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
and he got all worried, and he decided, well, I gotta do something. So he went to the press and the police. So he'd cover his bases. Yeah, I did send her naked pictures, but help me.
Yeah.
So nothing yet. She hasn't followed through on her threats yet. Okay. So that's good. But guys,
way to do your research.
Guys, if a woman just starts talking dirty to you, it doesn't mean she wants to see, you know, everything naked. She did, of course, because she may use it. But yeah, doesn't mean you have to send it. Okay, just keep that. Just put that back in.
Good to know.
That's right. Go to a strip club. How about that? It is Thursday. Other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, this comes to us out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Very chilly day, and apparently a DoorDash driver making a delivery. He was stopped. He had a couple of warrants out for tickets and all of that stuff, and the cops had to arrest him. However, this particular officer, Buer, he said, shoot, I want to get this food to this person. So he did.
Well, I'm not who you're expecting, but
hi.
Good job. Driver got arrested, so I figured I'd complete the DoorDash for you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So she ended up getting her Arby's delivered for lunch. And he even said, he said, I know this is not our business, but we are in the business of taking care of people. So
right. Community service.
Exactly.
Serve the community.
Yeah. It's that thing where you look out, though, or you see on your Ring doorbell, oh, no, the cops.
Yeah.
Why is there an officer at my door?
The Rolodex in your head starts flipping.
Oh, is anybody?
Yeah. What did I do?
I know. Is anybody home? No. I mean, don't say anything.
That's pretty cool, though.
It is cool.
All right. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. We're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. We're back tomorrow. Wrap up the work week bright and early, starting at 5 o'clock. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.